Day 208, or July the 27th. Watch what you say and do. Our thoughts today are rooted in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 5. All day long my name is constantly blasphemed. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Today's chapters are all about the coming Messiah. There must have been times when Isaiah wondered about the powerful and inspiring words that God was giving him. For many coming centuries, readers of Isaiah's prophecies must have sat with eyes wide open, wondering exactly how all this could be fulfilled. And then along came Jesus. Now our action step for today. There is a big difference between swearing and blasphemy. Swearing I can take in small doses, but I really don't like it. Blasphemy cuts me up every time. Having spent many years working in the construction industry, I must have heard words of blasphemy at least as much as the average Christian, and I still don't like it. I remember when I arrived in Frinton-on-Sea to take up the post of associate minister in the Free Church there. The remover man was cursing and swearing ad nauseam, until he realized what I did for a living, and then he stopped, but only after giving me a grovelling apology. It confirmed what I've always suspected. It isn't necessary for everyday communication. Isn't it sad when possibly the most irritating phrase of today is now so commonplace that it's been abbreviated to OMG? But at least it doesn't use God's name. Interestingly, however, blasphemy is more than words. The dictionary defines it as something that you say or do that shows you do not respect God or a religion. Verbal blasphemy may not be a big problem for you, but there are many other ways to show lack of respect for God. It usually occurs when we think no one else is looking, or when we feel protected by a car and have a steering wheel in our hands. Why not help balance out the lack of respect for God you may witness, i.e. blasphemy, by giving God the respect he deserves, i.e. worship, in all you do today?